Informational handout for home care for persons with mild symptoms of COVID-19. Developed by Sama Resource Group for Women and Health. The suggestions provided in this information handout are not in lieu of health interventions necessary for COVID-19. It is important to consult a physician regarding diagnostics, medication. The suggestions here are only expected to facilitate home-based care for persons who have mild symptoms and are not medically indicated or advised for facility-based care. Some symptoms to watch out for: a fever above 37.8 degrees Celsius or 100 degrees Fahrenheit, a new persistent cough and throat pain, shortness of breath and difficulty in breathing, a loss of or change to your sense of smell and taste, nausea, loss of appetite, vomiting or loose stools, fatigue, body aches and tiredness. Remember, some people may show no symptoms at all and can still have COVID-19. They are said to be asymptomatic. Maintain distance and isolate yourself if you have come in contact with anyone who has been diagnosed as COVID-19 positive. If you have any of these symptoms or have been in contact with someone who has COVID-19, get yourself tested. RT-PCR is a confirmatory test, but it takes longer to get the result. Especially in the current surge of demand, it is taking much longer to get an RT-PCR test done. Rapid antigen tests may be useful for quicker results, but they have a high false negative rate. So, if rapid antigen test is negative in someone with symptoms, it is necessary for them to get a confirmation through an RT-PCR test. Some important equipment that you must have: masks. Ideally, an N95 mask with a cloth mask on top will be useful. Doctors are these days suggesting double masking. Disposable gloves for handling utensils, clothes, and other items of the patient. A pulse oximeter is a critical tool to keep an eye on oxygen levels and pulse. Make sure you have extra batteries for these. A thermometer to keep an eye on the fever and decide when medication is required. A sanitizer with 70% alcohol to be used at regular intervals along with regular hand washing. Suggestions for self-isolation, COVID-19 safety. Maintain physical distance and keep vulnerable family members away. Try to use a separate room and bathroom. Caregivers and patients should wear masks while interacting with one another or while being directly in contact with surfaces used by others. Discard gloves, PPE kit, dry waste, sanitary waste, and other contaminated material in a yellow chlorinated bag for the safety of your waste collectors. Do not share utensils, bed sheets, linen, clothes while isolating. Paracetamol is generally safe for fever every 6 hours. Otherwise, do not take any other medicine without medical advice. Do not self-medicate or follow any experiential advice from friends or well-wishers. Some suggestions for care for the home and family. Make sure you divide and distribute responsibilities like adhering to the COVID-19 protocols, monitoring the health of the patients, and ensuring medicines, food, and liquids are taken on time. Follow protocols, disinfect, and wash hands regularly. Disclose the COVID-19 positive diagnosis to those who work in your household and those who have been in close contact with the patient. Create an open space where others can share the same with you as well. COVID-19 is not a stigma. Talk about it with each other, discuss prevention strategies, and divide responsibilities. Within households, it is very difficult to prevent members from infecting one another. In such a situation, one should try to buy some time and pace out the illness in terms of when people could be likely to fall sick and others begin to get better, so that caregiving responsibilities can be passed on to the others as caregivers fall ill. Advice for patients. Learn how to use the oximeter and thermometer and maintain your recordings thrice a day in a notebook. Keep yourself hydrated and eat a protein-rich diet. Staying hydrated is critical. Avoid alcohol and any strenuous activity. Saltwater gargling or betadine gargle 3-4 times a day helps in keeping the throat moist and helps in conditions of cough and sore throat. If possible, wash your own utensils and clothes. Try proning, a breathing exercise, to push up your oxygen levels. Avoid stress as much as possible. Try to engage yourself in reading, listening to music, or with hobbies that make you feel good. Try to be cheerful and get plenty of rest. Advice for caregivers. Women often end up taking on more work and caregiving responsibilities. It is important to make sure the tasks are delegated and exposure to the patient is minimized. You can provide a basket with biscuits, rusks, fruits, and nuts so that the patient can eat something when they feel hungry. Look after yourself and your health as well. Have food, medicines, or other essentials delivered at home through family members, friends, or delivery services, and have it be kept outside to prevent face-to-face contact. Automate delivery of basic essentials. Clean and disinfect regularly used surfaces. Some suggestions for emotional health. Talking with friends, relatives, and family can be helpful for both the patient as well as the family. Create occasions to laugh and be joyful amidst the gloom. It is important to de-stress individually by taking up meditation, music, mild exercise, reading, or engaging in hobbies that you enjoy. Fear, anxiety, sadness, anger are natural responses to such a situation, especially for the patient and their family. It is important to acknowledge them. If possible, let these feelings pass by you rather than trying to control them or get rid of them. Lastly, but more importantly, the healing can only happen when the COVID patient also responds to the treatment and adheres to the protocols. It is imperative that the patient's morale is built with love, care, and support throughout their healing process, and the person never feels lonely and abandoned due to the isolation measures. Also, remember to take everyday preventive action. Wear a well-fitted mask that covers your mouth, nostrils, and cheeks. If possible, wear two masks, a surgical mask beneath and a cloth mask on top. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water or sanitizer. Maintain physical distance while interacting with people. And unless there is an emergency, avoid stepping out. Wash, sanitize, or disinfect any products that come from outside. Reach out to support systems if you are facing domestic violence and your home is not a safe space. You do not have adequate space or facilities to isolate safely at home. You have elderly, other vulnerable persons you cannot isolate yourself sufficiently from. You cannot cope with your symptoms at home. Your condition gets worse. You have someone at home who has tested positive, is showing symptoms, but not cooperating in terms of self-isolation and care, putting you or other family members at risk. You need to seek medical help when the patient cannot cope with their symptoms at home. Their condition gets worse, especially if oxygen levels are less than 94 for more than 2 to 3 hours. If fever does not go down to 102 degree Fahrenheit, irrespective of multiple doses of paracetamol, they still have fever, are feeling generally unwell, or have other symptoms even after a week. Also, as advised by their physician for any other symptoms and signs which require immediate help. This informational handout has been created with the advice of medical and health professionals. Needless to say, dealing with these symptoms is more challenging for those who do not have the necessary resources and systematic support. A large number of people, particularly from marginalized communities, do not have access to basic amenities like food, housing, water, nor do they have adequate access to healthcare facilities. There is an urgent need to develop strategies for community and home-based care for mitigation and prevention of escalation of infection. Such strategies only complement health system preparedness and services. We request you to share this informational handout with others who might be interested.